Get ready. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is almost here. It's Black Friday in July, and it's coming your way. For 5 days only, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus amazing doorbuster deals and free shipping on everything. Yes, everything right to your door. So mark your calendars. Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale starts July 24th. Shop everything home at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You eat well, you work out, but did you know 99% of Americans are still mineral deficient? That's where Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder comes in. It's your daily foundation for better mood, natural energy, immune support, and nervous system balance. Formulated from nature and backed by science, it's a simple habit that makes a big impact. Because your body doesn't make minerals, and today's food and water don't supply enough, with Concentrace, you'll feel the difference. Go to TraceMinerals.com and start with minerals. Start with Concentrace. Feel off? Tired? Moody? You might be missing minerals because 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps support energy, mood, and immunity from the inside out. Go to TraceMinerals.com and feel the difference minerals make. You're doing all the right things, like eating clean and staying active, but nearly all of us are still missing a key piece, minerals. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's not getting, supporting mood, energy, immunity, and nervous system balance. It's made from ionic trace minerals your body actually absorbs and comes in three delicious flavors, blue raspberry, blue Hawaiian, and blue acai. Because your body can't make minerals and modern food and water don't supply enough, start with minerals. Start with Concentrace. Find it now at TraceMinerals.com.
This is a True Crime in Real Time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
On January 22, 2025, a bombshell lawsuit was filed in Utah, alleging that the disgraced life coaching empire known as Connections Classroom, run by convicted child abuser Jody Hildebrandt and YouTube vlogger turned criminal Ruby Frankie, continues to prey on vulnerable individuals, even as its two masterminds serve time behind bars. The lawsuit, filed by former Connections client Michael Robert Tilleman, accuses Hildebrandt, Frankie, and their network of engaging in a racketeering scheme designed to control and exploit their clients emotionally, financially, and psychologically, according to reporting by Rolling Stone. This lawsuit isn't just about bad therapy. It alleges a well-oiled system of manipulation, coercion, and abuse, one that remains operational despite the incarceration of its founders. According to Tilleman, Connections members are still recruiting new followers, enforcing Hildebrandt's harmful teachings, and even subjecting children to continued abuse. If true, this lawsuit could reveal an even darker side to Connections than was previously known, exposing the cult-like tactics that kept followers trapped in a cycle of fear and dependency. To understand the gravity of these allegations, it's important to look at how Connections Classroom gained its foothold in the self-help and therapy world. Jody Hildebrandt, once a licensed mental health counselor, positioned herself as a tough love therapist specializing in truth, a rigid black-and-white ideology that promoted absolute obedience to her teachings. In 2018, she partnered with Ruby Frankie, the woman behind the now-defunct 8 Passengers YouTube channel. Frankie had built an online empire centered around her ultra-strict parenting methods, which were later revealed to be abusive. Together, they used Connections to market an extreme brand of self-improvement, one that justified emotional isolation, extreme punishment, and psychological abuse under the guise of accountability and purity. Clients paid exorbitant fees for Hildebrandt's counseling sessions and courses, only to find themselves alienated from their families and financially drained. Then in August 2023, the unthinkable happened. Frankie's 12-year-old son escaped from Hildebrandt's home, malnourished and covered in open wounds. Neighbors called the police, leading to a shocking discovery. Frankie's 10-year-old daughter was also in the home, emaciated and abused. The case sent shockwaves through the country as Frankie and Hildebrandt were arrested, charged, and eventually convicted of aggravated child abuse. In early 2024, both were sentenced to 4 to 30 years in prison. But according to this new lawsuit, their reach didn't end with their imprisonment. Michael Robert Tilleman's lawsuit lays out a harrowing tale of manipulation and psychological torment. According to his complaint, he and his then-wife, Michael Washburn, formerly Savage, sought couples therapy from Hildebrandt in 2015. The sessions quickly took a dark turn. Hildebrandt convinced Washburn that Tilleman was in distortion and needed to be brought into truth. This was not a benign form of self-improvement. This was indoctrination. Hildebrandt allegedly accused Tilleman of being addicted to pornography, a claim he vehemently denies. She then instructed Washburn to issue an ultimatum. Either Tilleman fully submit to Connections teachings, attending specific classes and therapy sessions, or their marriage was over. What followed was a devastating unraveling. Washburn, following Hildebrandt's guidance, refused to see any other therapist. She began implementing Connections practices to the letter, isolating Tilleman from friends and family while accusing him of living in distortion. When he resisted, their marriage crumbled, leading to a bitter divorce and an equally contentious custody battle over their daughter. Even worse, Tilleman alleges that Connections' influence extended far beyond his own family turmoil. Despite Hildebrandt's incarceration, her followers have kept her methodology alive, continuing to recruit new members and enforce her teachings. Some of these followers, he claims, have even physically abused children under the same warped justification that led to Frankie and Hildebrandt's original convictions. At the heart of Connections' operation is a disturbing pattern of control. The lawsuit describes a system where clients are systematically broken down and rebuilt in Hildebrandt's vision. Those who sought therapy expecting guidance or healing instead found themselves trapped in a cycle of emotional dependence, financial exploitation, and mental abuse. Tilleman's lawsuit echoes the experiences of other former clients who have spoken out since Hildebrandt's arrest. Many describe being told that their problems stemmed from moral corruption, particularly addiction, dishonesty, or personal weakness. Hildebrandt's answer was always the same: isolate, repent, obey. According to the lawsuit, this rigid ideology extended beyond individual therapy sessions and into the larger framework of Connections. Followers were encouraged to cut ties with anyone who questioned the program's teachings. Parents were advised to shun their children if they did not conform. Clients were pushed to continue expensive courses, even if it meant financial ruin. With Hildebrandt behind bars, one might assume that this destructive influence would fade, but Tilleman's lawsuit suggests otherwise. One of the most shocking revelations in Tilleman's lawsuit is the claim that Connections remains active despite the criminal convictions of its founders. He alleges that devoted followers of Hildebrandt are still running programs, recruiting new members, and continuing to impose her harmful teachings. This allegation raises serious questions about the extent of Connections' reach and the possibility that a dangerous network of indoctrinated followers remains operational. If true, it means that Hildebrandt's imprisonment has not severed the chains she placed on her clients. It has simply transferred control to others within the organization. The lawsuit also brings to light the continued suffering of past victims. Tilleman states that thousands of individuals have come forward claiming their lives were destroyed by Connections, with some even contemplating suicide due to the psychological damage inflicted by the program. If Connections is still operating in any capacity, then shutting it down completely should be a legal priority. Despite the serious allegations, representatives for Hildebrandt and Frankie have remained silent. When Rolling Stone reached out for comment, neither side responded. Similarly, Washburn, named as a defendant in the lawsuit, declined to make a statement, instead directing inquiries to an old court filing from her custody battle with Tilleman. As the case moves forward, legal experts speculate that this could open the floodgates for more lawsuits. If Tilleman's claims are substantiated, additional former clients may step forward, adding to the mounting legal pressure against Connections and any individuals still associated with it. Jody Hildebrandt and Ruby Frankie may be in prison, but if the allegations in Tilleman's lawsuit are accurate, their teachings and influence have not yet been fully dismantled. Therapy is supposed to be a place of healing, a space where people can be vulnerable without fear of manipulation. It's where we're supposed to untangle the mess of our lives, not walk away with new scars. But sometimes therapy stops being therapy. It turns into something else, something that looks like help on the surface, but underneath is a system of control, power, and coercion. That's what happened with Connections. What started as a self-improvement program became a rigid belief system, one where clients were stripped of autonomy and turned into followers. And Jody Hildebrandt wasn't just their therapist, she was their leader. When someone walks into a therapist's office, they do so with a certain level of trust. They believe that the person across from them, with the degrees and the professional certifications, has their best interests at heart. That trust is an open door, one that a good therapist uses to guide someone toward healing, but a manipulative therapist? They use that door to walk right in and take over. That's exactly what Hildebrandt did. She wasn't offering therapy. She was offering conversion, an indoctrination into an ideology she called truth, an ideology that decided who was good, who was bad, who deserved love, and who needed to be punished. The people who fell into Connections didn't join a cult, at least not in the way most people think of cults. There weren't robes or secret ceremonies. There wasn't a compound in the woods or an apocalyptic prophecy. What there was, though, was something more insidious, a slow, creeping control that started with a simple promise. I can fix you. That's what brought people in. Maybe they had a struggling marriage, a difficult child, or personal demons they couldn't shake. They weren't looking for a cult leader. They were looking for help. And Hildebrandt, with her firm, no-nonsense approach, seemed like someone who could give them answers. Here's the thing about cults, though. They don't start with the extremes. They start with something reasonable, something that seems helpful. With Connections, that help came in the form of therapy sessions that framed personal struggles as moral failings. If you had a problem, it wasn't just something to work on, it was proof that you were in distortion. And once you accepted that you were in distortion, the solution was simple. Follow the teachings, obey the rules, cut off anything and anyone who didn't align with truth. This isn't a new playbook. It's the same method used by groups like Nexium, which sold itself as a self-help movement before revealing its core of control and abuse. It's the same thing that happened with Synanon, which started as a drug rehabilitation program before it became a full-blown cult. It's even echoed in the early days of Scientology, where people seeking personal growth found themselves trapped in a system that demanded total obedience. These groups didn't recruit people by promising to ruin their lives. They recruited them by offering solutions, by playing into their deepest insecurities and fears. For Connections, that fear often took the shape of family. Parents were told that their children needed extreme discipline, or else they would be lost to corruption. Spouses were told that their partners were beyond redemption unless they embraced truth. This wasn't therapy. It was coercion wrapped in the language of self-improvement. And once someone was in, the cost of leaving was devastating. One of the most effective tools of any cult-like group is isolation. The minute someone starts questioning the system, the first thing they hear is that their doubts are proof that they're the problem. In Connections, anyone who resisted was labeled as dangerous, in distortion, someone who needed to be cut off. Families were torn apart because one person bought into the ideology and the other didn't. Friendships ended because one person dared to ask questions. This wasn't therapy. It was a methodical dismantling of personal autonomy, all under the guise of self-improvement. And that's the trick, isn't it? The best cults don't look like cults. They don't come with flashing warning signs. They blend in. They wear the mask of whatever their members need them to be. For some, it's a religion. For others, it's a business opportunity. And for many, it's therapy. That's what makes groups like Connections so dangerous. They don't need compounds or uniforms. They can operate anywhere, a therapist's office, a Zoom call, a parenting seminar. All they need is a willing audience and a message that taps into their fears. The tactics Hildebrandt used are not unique to her. We've seen them before and we'll see them again. But what makes this case particularly horrifying is that she wasn't running some fringe operation on the edges of society. She was a licensed therapist. People sought her out, not knowing they were stepping into something much bigger than therapy. And even after her conviction, the impact of her teachings hasn't disappeared. The lawsuit against her alleges that her followers are still spreading her ideology, still recruiting, still isolating people from their families. It's a reminder that just because a leader falls, that doesn't mean the system they built disappears overnight. That's the terrifying thing about small cults. They don't need a single leader to keep going. Once the ideology is implanted, once people believe that they are the only ones who see the truth, the system sustains itself. Even after Keith Raniere was sentenced to 120 years in prison, there were still followers of Nexium who stood by him, who kept his teachings alive. The same thing happened with Sinanen, with the remnants of the group continuing to exist in smaller pockets long after its formal disbanding. And now, according to this lawsuit, it's happening with connections. It's easy to look at cases like this and ask, how did they fall for it? But that question misses the point. No one sets out to join a cult. People are looking for something, guidance, healing, community, and they stumble into the wrong hands. That's why it's important to recognize the warning signs, to see the moment when therapy stops being therapy and starts being something else. It's when questions aren't allowed. It's when personal struggles are reframed as moral failings. It's when relationships outside the group are discouraged. It's when there is only one right answer, and it belongs to the person in charge. Connections was never about therapy. It was about control. And now, even with its leader behind bars, the fight to shut it down completely is far from over.
You just made it through an episode of Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Congrats on surviving the ads. Want to skip them completely next time?
What is that?
Join the True Crime Today Premium Plus channel on Apple Podcasts. Ad-free episodes, exclusive early access, and no interruptions. Just pure crime storytelling. Try it free for 3 days. Don't wait.
Bitchin' stuff, dude.
Hit subscribe now on Apple Podcasts and get ahead of the mystery.
Know what I'm saying?
Missing minerals? 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's missing, naturally supporting mood, energy, and immunity. Get yours now at TraceMinerals.com. Feel off, tired, moody? You might be missing minerals because 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps support energy, mood, and immunity from the inside out. Go to TraceMinerals.com and feel the difference minerals make.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
You eat well, you work out, but did you know 99% of Americans are still mineral deficient? That's where Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder comes in. It's your daily foundation for better mood, natural energy, immune support, and nervous system balance. Formulated from nature and backed by science, it's a simple habit that makes a big impact. Because your body doesn't make minerals, and today's food and water don't supply enough, with Concentrace, you'll feel the difference. Go to TraceMinerals.com and start with minerals. Start with Concentrace.
Feel off? Tired? Moody? You might be missing minerals because 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps support energy, mood, and immunity from the inside out. Go to tracemineral.com and feel the difference minerals make.